USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Coronavirus infections in the United States have now topped 2 million, as at least 9 states have reported a jump in hospitalization since Memorial Day. Dr. Ashish Jha, the director of Harvard Global Health Institute, said he fears the worst is far from over. He said because of the current total of U.S. coronavirus deaths is now around 113,000, means that sometime in September, he's expecting us to cross 200,000 and we won't be close to done. He said the pandemic is going to be with us until next spring or summer when we have a vaccine, and that has not changed. Meanwhile, an additional 1.5 million people filed for unemployment for the first time last week, according to data released by the Department of Labor, adding to a devastating economic run as the coronavirus shutdowns have pushed businesses to furlough or lay off numerous workers. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
As the world awaits a coronavirus vaccine, some scientists are proposing that the polio vaccine could give the body's immune system a much-needed boost to stave off infection. Now, it's still unclear whether such an approach would work, and some experts are skeptical, but others, including researchers in Israel, the Netherlands, and Australia, are also investigating whether a tuberculosis vaccine could help jumpstart the immune system and make COVID-19 less deadly. Protesters pulled down a century-old statue of Confederate President Jefferson Davis in the former capital of the Confederacy, adding it to the list of Old South monuments that have been removed around the U.S. in the wake of George Floyd's death. The 8-foot bronze figure on Richmond's Grand Monument Avenue had been marked for removal by city leaders, but demonstrators took matters into their own hands, tying ropes around the legs and toppling it from its stone pedestal onto the pavement. The toppling came on the same day that NASCAR banned Confederate flags, a common sight for decades in a sport steeped in Southern tradition. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Egypt will reopen select tourist destinations to international charter flights starting July 1st, allowing travelers from around the world to return to parts of the country less hard hit by the coronavirus. The government hopes to draw tourists to popular yet remote attractions that have been spared the virus. Those include the southern part of the Sinai Peninsula, home to major resort and beach destinations. The health ministry has recorded over 39,000 cases of COVID-19 in Egypt, including 1,377 deaths, the highest confirmed death toll in the Arab world. Catholic schools have faced tough times for many years, but the pace of closures is accelerating dramatically amid the economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. Most of the closures are occurring at the elementary school level, but also on the list are a number of beloved high schools, including some that produced famous alumni. The Institute of Notre Dame, a girls' school in Baltimore founded in 1847, is set to close June 30th, to the dismay of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and alumni. Immaculate Conception Cathedral School of Memphis is also shutting down after 98 years. It's where Priscilla Belayu finished her senior year while dating husband-to-be Elvis Presley. This year's closures will reduce the number of Catholic K-12 schools in the United States to about 6,000, down from more than 21,000 in 1970, according to the Catholic Education Association. Overall enrollment has plummeted from more than 5 million in the 60s to under 1.7 million now. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.